My name is Elizabeth Evans, and I'm a homeschooling mom to four kids, ages 2 through 9, and we are learning how to make joy normal.
My name is Bonnie Landry, and I want to welcome you to season 2 of our podcast, Make Joy Normal. We want to thank everybody for their support and how much you've shared this podcast with your friends and those who you think it would be helpful for. I am a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a grandma. I've been homeschooling for 30 years. My kids are ages 14 to 33. I only have one at home now. I'm a speaker, a writer, a blogger, and I guess we're podcasters now, Elizabeth. And I'm an advocate of joy. So welcome to our podcast. Welcome to Make Joy Normal, our podcast. We would like to introduce you to our guests this evening. Maureen is here by video and Walter is here via audio. I have met both Walter and Maureen in person. I don't know if you remember this, Maureen, but years ago we met at a homeschool conference in Southern California.
Yeah,
you were keynoting and I was speaking, and so we went to the dinner and met up there, and I thought, oh, this woman is after my own heart for sure. Maureen has written a couple of homeschooling books, which are beautiful, and Walter will tell you a bit about himself, because we have also met as well. We met in Houston at a conference. Walter, do you remember that?
Oh, I remember that. Absolutely.
So that was how my introduction to Homeschool Connections, because I'd never heard of it, just was not part of my world. And Walter and I was speaking at a conference. Walter had a table next to us, and him and my husband got chatting, which was really nice. And Albert says, I think you're going to really like what this guy is all about. And so we started looking into it. I went home that fall. That was in spring 3 years ago. In the fall, I signed my kids who were at home up for some courses, and we were totally and utterly blown away. And Homeschool Connections has grown a lot in that, just that 3 year period.
Yeah.
Right. You guys are doing some big stuff. And so, you know, that's why I really wanted to interview you, so sort of people can know more about what you do and why you do it. So if you could introduce yourself, Maureen, a little bit of your sort of homeschool background first, and then Walter.
Sure.
Thank you.
Well, you know, it's funny. I made the decision to homeschool back in like 1979, 1980. I was in college and had met a homeschooled person. And at that day and age, like, what is homeschooling? What is that? And when he shared with me, you know, what his days were like, and I thought, oh, I love that. I can't wait to have kids and do that myself. So I had just always, you know, 10 years before I ever had children, I had made that decision I was going to homeschool. So I have 7 children. I homeschooled all of them. I have one who went to high school part-time. For various reasons. It could be a whole podcast in of itself. But, excuse me, but I loved it. I loved homeschooling. I always say I homeschooled from the moment I whispered in their ear, I'm your mama.
Aww.
And you know, from the moment they came into the world, that's what homeschooling is all about. And I loved it. And I just graduated my youngest this last May.
Wow.
So he was a pandemic graduate. We had graduation via Zoom. And it wasn't how I imagined ending my homeschool career. But now I just love the fact that I can really focus 100% on helping other homeschool moms. I'm a homeschool grandma now, and I have 7 grandchildren. All of them are homeschooled. And so I'm just thrilled that I'm able to continue this journey.
It's
even
so
though my youngest has graduated. Yeah.
What? How old are your kids?
Between 18 and 31.
Okay, nice. Okay, so ours are between 14 and 33. So I have 7 kids as well, but a little
a little more spread out. Yeah. Mine, if you count by twos, you know, they're
you were on the 2 year plan?
20, about 19. So when he turns 19, they'll be 19, 21, 23, 25. 27, 29, and 31.
Awesome. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, and Walter, your family is on the younger side of things, right?
Yeah, so we have a younger group. We have 6 kids, ages 3 through 19. The oldest has graduated. She's now at the University of Dallas and doing very well there. And so we're kind of in the beginning, middle part, if you will, of that journey. In some cases, we're very spread out, obviously. So, but it's been a wonderful thing. And really, kind of Maureen started, she said she started the moment she had children. For us, it wasn't quite as early as that. When I was working on my master's degree in adult learning, it occurred to me, this idea of learning never seems to has an end date. And to that end, and the different forms of learning that takes place, you know, we hear a lot about the necessity, at least in growing up, at least I did anyway, of hearing, you know, that learning happens in the traditional brick and mortar arrangements and this, that, and the other. But what I came to realize as we begin to see the deterioration of the public school system, and in some cases the private school system in, you know, certain parts of the country, it occurred to me that we needed to look at something else and something that is more targeted to the needs and wants of our own children so that we can really form them the best way possible. And so in the course of studying during my master's program, it just opened my eyes to the idea that really learning is what we make of it. It's and it's how we make of it. Yeah. And so for us, it was transformative. So I was a big advocate of it. My wife wasn't so much. She's actually a private school teacher when we got married. And it wasn't so much. She was very malleable, very considerate and great. She's been a wonderful, you know, wonderful wife. But she was very willing to hear me out on the idea of homeschooling. And so when we first got our oldest, started the discussion, and you know, one thing led to another, and here we are 19 years later with one graduate and one as almost a senior, and so he's 17 and the others are 11, 11, 8, 6, and 3 is their range. So yeah, it's coming up. But what we really, and to what Maureen pointed out, is homeschooling and really homeschool connections was never designed to be what it is today, at least not in its infancy stages. We can get into that in a minute, but it was a different idea, but it's kind of grown and morphed, and you know, being malleable, kind of that whole approach that my wife was, yeah. We've kind of, you know, guided by the Holy Spirit, we always call him our CEO, it's been a real journey. And so, but yeah, and here we are today, you know, 19 years later, with Homeschool Connections. You know, we've only been here for 15 years. So. What's that? I'm sorry?
Would the journey of Homeschool Connections be more described as an explosion?
Well, yeah. Kind of. You know, we started 2008.
Right.
So, you know, we started out just doing webinars for homeschooling parents, Catholic homeschool parents and specifically, but homeschool parents. And that was, you know, Walter started doing that. That was Walter's vision. And he took the technology that he was using in his day job and thought to himself, how can I use this technology to help the homeschooling community? And then I came on board a little bit later, and I was one of his first speakers. And just being who I am, I kind of butted in and created this job for myself and telling him how to do it.
It was awesome.
Walter knows the technology, right? He knows how, he has a master's degree in education. He knows what he's doing, but I knew the community. And yeah. One day Walter's like, you know, we need to make this official. And so we became partners. And so we did some polling and we asked parents, you know, what kind of webinars would you like us to do? And a lot of people came back and said, you know what, we're fine. What we need is you to use this technology so we can homeschool our high schoolers. We need.
Oh, so you were just doing parents at that point.
Right. We were just helping parents with webinars. And these parents are like, can't you use this technology to offer classes? So I went to, you know, one of my best friends, Ed Rivett, and he'd always went to do a government class for a local homeschool group. So I didn't even ask him. I just told him, hey, Ed, you're going to do this. And I think we decided, Walter, correct me if I'm wrong. I think like in February, we said we're going to do this. And we did it in April. And like 23 people signed up. And we're like, okay, this is needed. And yeah, so it has kind of exploded in that our original plan was we'll do 3 or 4 courses a semester and right. just kind of help parents, you know, supplement what they're doing. And next school year, I haven't counted yet. We have around 120 courses live next school year and 450 in recording.
Wow.
So that, yeah, it is kind of an explosion, but it's a 12-year exposure.
Yeah, yeah. but the, yeah, trajectories. So we, what my interest was initially was that when I first did this, the same reason I wanted to have something for my high schoolers, it was really important to me that my high schoolers learned how to write for or write, you know, or do tests for somebody who wasn't me, right? And, you know, particularly writing, because, you know, you need to discern first what your prof wants of you. And that's going to be really helpful college tools, right?
Right.
So that was appealing. So we had done a few different things, you know, where with my older kids, I'd done, you know, the odd thing, taking a class here and there. But what I found with Homeschool Connections was that you guys were super organized. And as the parent, that was so helpful too, that you guys made it easy for me and you made it easy for the kids. You made it easy to decide, right? And so that's what you guys had, like head and shoulders above anybody we had experienced to that point. And, you know, and I'm sure, I mean, you guys have really good people working for you. I know that. So that's something that, you know, I'm sure you were very sensitive to, let's get the right people, because, you know, what is, it's just become such a, an amazing thing. And I keep asking now, like, well, can't they do, you know, can't I take that course? And they'll say, no, I'm sorry, that's only for our students.
Well, you can do the recorded.
I know, you can do the recorded. Oh, I love it. Elizabeth, you want to jump in any questions?
Oh, sir, you know, Bonnie, it's funny because that you say that, because I was, you know, when we first started, I was looking at what I needed, because Walter's kids were a little younger. Mine were in high school, and I needed these higher level courses that I didn't feel equipped to teach. And half of the moms in our homeschool group were putting their kids in public schools or Catholic schools or private schools, whatever, just not because they wanted to, but because they didn't feel equipped. They wanted to keep homeschooling, but they didn't feel equipped. So it was really important to us up front. The first things we try to offer were those courses that no one else could, that people really struggled with. So writing, you know, I've worked as a writer, I've worked as an editor, and it's so subjective.
Yeah.
Right. It helped me having someone else teach writing or Latin. Latin was one of the first things. So, you know, we're always looking at what do parents really need?
Yeah.
You know, and so we started out with high school, and then we added the middle school, and then more recently we added grade school, but it's been a very slow growth that way over these past years, just really listening to the community.
Yeah.
And seeing what isn't being offered elsewhere.
So helpful, right?
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, people for years, I wrote a book called For the Love of Literature, and people would say, you need to start a home study school. And I'm like, no, there are other people doing that, and they're doing it well. We started Homeschool Connections because no one else was doing anything like that at the time. And really, not many people are doing it now, even, because we're not a school. We're not a home study school. We offer individual courses.
Yeah.
So it is unique, and that's really important to us.
Yeah, oh, it's beautiful. Elizabeth, you want to jump in with some of your questions?
Sure. Well, the question I had was just a background on Homeschooling Connections and how did it get started, which you kind of already started talking about. Would you like to expand on that anymore? Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, well, Walter, is there anything you want to add?
Yeah, I was going to say, I can add something, a neat story that kind of, we didn't really mention earlier, but I think it's worth telling. When I was first kind of scoping this whole thing out, trying to figure out where we wanted to go with this, you know, I was at the decision point where I needed to decide on a design for the website. And before I even knew Maureen, before I knew any, in fact, I hadn't even contacted a speaker to that point. I was looking around some websites, and I stumbled across this website that had it's escaping me when you describe it as, but basically, think of it like a bulletin board, if you will, and I wanted a website design that looked like that, because it had kind of the school, the homey effect of it, and.
Right.
Anyway, I really like the appeal. Well, I come to find out, you know, after about a month, well, several months later, I reached out to Maureen. Maureen and I were in real conversation. Come to find out that was her website. So
it was MaureenWoodman.com.
Yeah, it was her website at the time. And it was like, this was a match made in heaven, in the sense that we were her kind of approach to things. And really when my wife and I, when Marina and I were talking seriously about partnering together, my wife and I flew up to Michigan to meet with Marina and her husband, and we hit it off. I mean, there was instantaneous synergy. Yeah. We really had a good connection.
Your kindred spirit.
Right.
Yeah, and that hasn't changed. That has not changed ever since. Marina and I have a very good relationship, and it's been great. And our families, my daughter's been up there a few times to visit with Marina and her family, as has Emily and my wife. And so it's been really, really good. And we've been very blessed to have such a strong relationship. And, you know, here we are 13 years later, and it's just been, you know, we haven't missed a beat. And so the other side of that, I would say, is that the thing that's kind of indicative of our history is how we also operate now. And that is, we look to see how we can keep filling the needs that the homeschool parent has. Mm-hmm. We're always looking at, kind of keeping our ear to the ground on what's going on, you know, hearing what's on Facebook, hearing what's on other social media channels, just emails that we get, phone calls we get. Now, I'm not saying we implement those immediately, or even if it's something we actually pursue all the time, but there's no question about it. One of the things that we try to do, if we see a real possibility of helping the community, we go for it. And, that is, I think, a trademark that we have, that we see an opportunity to help the community and we go for it.
Yeah. Okay, so somebody, you know, clicks on the Homeschool Connections website right now, what do they see?
They see a brand new website.
They have a brand new website, like 3 days ago. Yeah,
right.
3 days
ago. Oh, gosh. We just opened it up. And so what's their first, okay, this is what I get if I'm part of this thing. What do I get?
So yeah, they're going to see probably four basic things. They're going to see, we offer live interactive courses. So these are courses where students meet with their teacher in live classroom. So live virtual classroom in real time. So we use Zoom. We used Zoom before the pandemic and it was popular. And then, you know, in those classes, the teacher is really the lead in the classroom. They're grading the homework. They're available in between classes, et cetera. However, the parent is always the primary educator. We're not a school. So the parent does issue the final grade. The other thing that they're going to see is recorded independent learning courses. So those are available through a program we call Unlimited Access. So you pay one monthly fee and they get access to all 450 courses for the entire family. And so that's, right now it's $34.97 per month for the entire family for all 450 courses. So adults, so Bonnie can take classes if she wants. She can't do the live, but she can do the recorded. And in those courses, you have several options for grading. You can do the grading yourself. There will be automated quizzes where the computer grades for you, or there'll be answer keys. For courses like those writing courses where an answer key is not possible, you could pay extra and have a teacher do the grading for you. So the other thing you'll see at the website is the writing program. That's a very big part of Homeschool Connections. Writing is just one of those things that the parents need most help with. So we do feature that at the website. It's a comprehensive program from sixth grade through 12th grade. One thing that makes our writing program very unique is that we have a lot of fiction writing, so creative writing. We need more Catholic authors out there. So, you know, we have, you know, a Hollywood screenwriter teaching screenwriting and things like that. And so that's one thing I'm really proud of, because I used to lead the writing club in our local homeschool group. So that was really important to me. And I love our fiction writing. It's a very comprehensive program. Well, your kids did the writing, right, Bonnie?
My daughter did a small segment. Two of the small segments, but they didn't do the full course. But I meant to ask about that. Like, can they jump in? Like, if a child's, you know, if they didn't start in sixth grade, can they jump in?
Yeah.
Okay.
They can. And there's a few ways they could do that. We'd have a writing assessment. So let's say they're a senior And they, right. and they're jumping in as a senior. Well, you don't want to go through 4 years of high school writing. So we have an assessment program. I don't remember the price. It's $45 or $55, something like that. It's really affordably priced. It's a very extensive, I think it's like a 12 or 14 page report you get back. So whether you right. do writing with us or someone else, it tells you exactly where your strengths are and where your weaknesses are. And if you're going to do homeschool connections, here's where you start. And so they're okay. not just looking at your writing sample. They're also looking at a questionnaire. So what are your future goals? Are you college bound or not? Because that's going to determine what writing you take as well. You know, what do you enjoy writing, things like that. So, and it's incremental. So like you said, you did a section, right? You don't have to do the whole year. So like ninth grade is broken up into four sections. And so we work on small pieces. And I like to compare it to, you know, the professional basketball player, right? He doesn't practice whole games. He practices dribbling and free throws and right. things like that. And that's how our writing program is set up, where we're working on incremental small pieces. And then we put that together. And then we're writing the big, heavy papers.
Okay. So that would be appropriate for, you know, like if you had a, like, say you were really strong in discussing literature with your children. So the literature set, you know, section is covered, but you could do the composition section.
Separate, right. Separately. So we break out writing separately for that reason, because some kids may be really strong in literature, but not in writing, or maybe they're really strong in writing, but they're not strong in history. So we don't want to discourage a child who's struggling with writing, but loves history. We want them to continue to love history. So some of our writing, our history and literature courses do have writing components, but that's optional. And we do have writing as a separate subject if you want to just focus on writing.
Okay.
Yeah. What about
an important skill?
What about kids with, say, like learning disabilities that kind of keep things like, you know, spelling and good grammar kind of it's lost to them, right? And so they want to take this writing class, or their parents want them to. Do you work with that, or is that something that's maybe not for those kids?
No, we can. Yeah, I always recommend, because I have a house full of special needs. You know, I mean, I've dealt with it all. My oldest son was severely dyslexic, and you know, I have ADD kids, I have an Asperger kid, I have it all. So I relate to those parents, and I want to make sure that we minister to them through our work. So I always recommend that. If you have a special needs child, to connect with that teacher in advance, if you need some special things put in place. So maybe quizzes need to be kept open longer or something. Or one of the advantages of online learning is that everything we do is recorded. So let's say you're taking a live class. So for example, my Asperger's son, he liked to watch the live class and just focus on the class. But then when the class was over, he would go back and watch the recording and take notes. You can also pause the recording, take notes, or come back to it. Say an ADD child may want to just focus for 15 minutes, come back to it. So there are different ways to work through that. Sometimes you may want to do a recorded course instead of live if you need to work at a slower pace. That's the advantage of the unlimited access, is you can work at your own pace. Or maybe a child works better early in the morning or late at night. That's more... they're more able to do those kinds of things with a recorded course. But again, if you're doing a live course, just always reach out to that teacher if you need extra help.
Okay.
So, and we have courses just on spelling. And again, and that's one of the reasons the writing is broken up. So with writing, you know, there's a 6-week course just on grammar and punctuation. So you can just focus on those little parts. And that helps those children with special needs. And the writing creator is also the creator of True North Reading, which is a reading program designed for kids with special needs. So she does have a special heart for those kids.
Okay.
And keeps it in mind as she develops our writing program.
Okay.
I'm going to jump back to, you walk into the website, there's four components. See, so courses, the recorded courses, live courses, the writing program. What are the other components of the, of what?
And really then the other thing that we feature when you, the other thing you feature when you come is the grade school program. So that's new as of last year. Okay. This is our second year doing it. it has been hugely successful. So when you're talking about, you know, you're talking about explosion, that's probably where the explosion is. We're offering all these new things like grade school and the conference, which we'll talk about later. But the grade school program is designed for third through sixth grade. It's a unit study. It's built on Charlotte Mason principles. So there's a lot of read alouds. Yeah, you know, project-based activities.
Okay.
So, you know, it's completely different from the upper grades, because you don't want to set a child in front of a computer for 45 minutes, right? To watch a lecture. So it's very interactive. It's very parental involved. The feedback we get from parents is, oh my goodness, I found the joy in homeschooling again. It's not sit your child in front of the computer and the computer does the work. We don't, you the parent are doing the work, but we're here to support you with daily lesson plans. If you do the live version, you're meeting with the teacher once a week, and it's very fun. The students sign up for little slots and they can present their projects they're working on. Maybe they're gonna recite a poem, you know. So it's the parent comes with the child to the live classroom. So it's a little different.
Is it flexible for moms with little kids that they can, you know, little kids are wandering in and out? Is that okay or is that not?
Yeah, it's totally okay. So yeah, with the grade school program, the way it's designed for a family. So you could have three or four kids doing it at the same time. You're just doing exercises at different levels, because again, you know, Walter and I have built Homeschool Connections on what we need. We wanted something that people like us could, you know, people who are more eclectic and like to learn as a family. I don't want, you know, when I homeschooled my children, we all learned the same historical era at the same time. I didn't have one child learning European history and another one learning American, another one learning medieval. We all learn together. And so that's what we've done at Homeschool Connections, a grade school program. You have multiple children learning together. And then what we do is we have courses for the middle school and high school courses for that same era. So this year is medieval. So we make sure we have plenty of history, and we even have some music and some philosophy, that all that fit into that kind of medieval.
This era. Is exactly how we homeschool, right?
Right.
So, beautiful. Good for you. Oh my gosh.
So then what are the courses did you say over 400 courses? What courses do you offer for grade school?
So for grade school, it's just the unit study. So the unit study covers everything but math and phonics. So if you need phonics, if you need reading lessons, how to read lessons, True North Reading, which is again developed by our writing teacher, she gives a huge discount to, I think, like, I forget what it is, like 60% off. Do you remember, Walter? It's a pretty big discount.
I think it's a 40, 50, 60, some really astronomically high discount.
And then you would add in, because math kids are all over the place with math. So our math classes start with sixth grade. So they do find their own math and their own reading. So the grade school program covers science and literature and history, Latin and Greek roots, religion. What else? A little bit of everything. It's a unit.
And so I'm assuming, like, I haven't been, you know, that's not what I've been on because my kids are high schoolers, but you know, so when parents go on there, that will be easy. I'm assuming, like the rest of what you guys do, it's easy to move around. It's easy to see what it is. It's easy to understand.
Yeah. They just then click on the grade school button. And like I said, the website was just launched 2 days ago. So if they have any hiccups at all, or they can't find something, email us. Call us.
That note, you guys have been so accessible. And that's one of the things that, you know, over the, you know, whatever, 3 years that my kids have been taking courses with Homeschool Connections, I'll send an email. And a lot of times Walter or Maureen will answer the email, right? And not, you know, 2 days later, right now, you know, within an hour. I've often had a response from you guys, unless I, you know, email late at night or something.
If you email on Christmas, we're not going to answer that.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, we can forgive you. But also the kids, like, you know, so I have to say a couple of things about this. So my kids have taken different science courses, history courses, philosophy, Latin, apologetics, a lot of different courses now between the two of them. One is now graduated and off at college, but Lydia has taken 2 to 3 courses per semester. So a lot, you know, a big range of things. So a couple of things, the quality of the professors has been astounding, right? The accessibility to the professor has been astounding. So not only are they accessible, but they get back quickly, like you guys. You know, obviously that's something that's important to you, right? They don't leave the kid waiting for a week before they answer them, right? You know, the system is very easy to use. Lydia's a very non-techie kind of kid, and she's, you know, she can manipulate her way all around wherever she needs to go. But the other thing is that you get some really big names, right? So for the high schoolers, you know, like Tim Staples and will you kick off some names, because
Joseph Pierce.
So my kids have taken classes with these guys that they've been following for a long time, you know, or we watch videos of them and whatever, especially for the boys, the teen boys, like my older boys who didn't have this opportunity were like, oh, get out. You know, you took a course with Tim Staples or Trent Horn or whatever, you know, that's exciting to them. So that was a really smart move.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so.
And it's kind of funny about that, because we when we reach out to these instructors, you know, they're not your kind of the professorial type. Well, that's not true. There aren't very much like that in some cases. But what we look for are people that are just extremely passionate about their material. They love it. They eat it up. And therefore, it's kind of our philosophy that if we find people like that, that they are going to be equally passionate about it in the classroom. And then that passion gets passed on to the students. And we don't ask them to teach anything that they would. In fact, our approach is when we ask them, when we're preparing for the next school year, it's always, well, what do you want to teach this year? Because Maureen does a great job of asking the question, what's going to get you excited to teach through this semester? Yeah. What is it going to be like? You know, that's the key, and we want that to be infectious. And so to that end, we have a lot of wonderful teachers that they're not one and done. I mean, only in a rare circumstance do the teachers opt not to teach again, simply because maybe life events or something like that gets in the way of it. But usually, I mean, Trent and Tim are on their fourth year of teaching for us, if I'm not mistaken. Kevin is on year 8 or something like that. And Joseph is he's getting close to year 10.
7 or 8 years. Know, so, wow. Yeah, yeah, he's been great. So, you know, that's what would be Lydia's comment, you know, to me, is like, they're so excited about the material, right? It's so obvious that they love this so much, right?
Well, and here's why. I think a big part of it is, and this is what makes us different, is we're not a static curriculum. We don't plug teachers into a course. Mm-hmm. We do the opposite. We find teachers and they create their own courses. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not about to tell Joseph Pierce how to teach literature. I'm not about to tell Trent Horn how to teach apologetics. So I think that's one thing that gets those teachers excited to get up every morning and teach us, because they are the creators of their content. So they really truly are teaching what they love.
Yeah, it's so obvious. So you guys are the fourth component then of the website is the conference. So we should jump into the conference. Maybe there's a couple questions that we have here that we haven't gotten to yet, Elizabeth, but I'm thinking maybe we should do the conference first.
Yeah.
And then jump back to those. What do you think?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us about the conference, what people can expect.
So the conference is its own website. It's Catholic Homeschool Conference. .com. So Catholic Homeschool Conference.com. That came about, so as I said in the beginning, Walter started this all with his webinars. And we were doing regular webinars, and then we started doing these little mini conferences. So we had the Refresh Conference in February for Burnout Month, right? We had the Back to School Conference. And they were just very small conferences. So when the pandemic hit, we just knew we had to step up to the plate and do something, because all of the conferences across the US and I'm sure in Canada too were canceled.
Oh, so you mean in the olden days when we used to speak at conferences?
Back in the olden days when we could actually talk to people. And I've actually been in quarantine almost 2 weeks. So my daughter has COVID. She's fine. She's okay. She just can't taste or smell anything right now. But so it just came clear to us that something had to be done, and we didn't know if we could do it, you know, because is a big shoes to fill. And Paula Siskanek of Emmanuel Books called us up and said, look, I know the right people to get help us get this going, and let's do it. And so she really put a fire under Walter and me to do this. And so we thought, okay, we'll be lucky if we get 20 speakers and 500 people to come. Like, that's our goal. So I sent out requests, I think 60 speakers, and we ended up with 70. It was like the fishes and the loaves, you know? And we got more than we asked for. And 9,800 people signed up.
Oh my goodness.
From all over the world. I mean, Canada, not just Canada and the US, but also the Philippines and Australia and Germany, just everywhere, 9,800 people. I mean, we thought, oh, maybe 500 will come. And it was amazing. So that really put the fire under us, right? We got to keep doing this. So we have a big conference coming up. Mark your calendars, May 19th to May 22nd.
Okay.
The sign up sheet will be up soon. If it's not there now, CatholicHomeschoolConference.com. We have already, Walter, who's coming to speak? I know Kimberly Hahn, Daniel
Bean. Daniel Bean, yeah. Kerry McKenzie. We have some real heavy hitters. I think
Marilyn Barrett.
Yeah. Some real key kind of thought leaders in the homeschooling arena are going to be there. Yeah. And
We have 40 speakers signed up already. So it's completely free. The live event is 100% free. You can purchase the recording. So just like when you go to a conference in person, you know, you buy the MP3, you know, talks, or you buy the CD. It's the same thing. You buy the recorded talks. There's also a community that's come out of that conference, and it's, Walter, what's the URL for the community? Well, if you go to CatholicHomeschoolConference.com, button, community button, click on the community
button.
There's
a community button. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, there's so 3,000 people. 3,000 people are part of that community already.
Yeah. And so I have little fireside chats. So, you know, so we have things going on year round. If you join the community, there are fireside chats you can go to. And then we have other conferences. We did a back to school conference. We did a life after high school conference. You know, and those conferences, again, had thousands of people sign up. So just really valuable content for people.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. And cover a lot of stuff, like not just how to homeschool, but lots of, you know, lots of stuff. Can I tell you about my little community experience that I had?
Yeah.
I pop in there once in a while, not very often, you know, but I pop in once in a while. You know, Paula, she's just a fireball, eh?
Isn't she awesome? Yes.
She runs this community and the conference, really. She just makes you so excited about speaking at it and, you know, being at it and all that. But anyway, I happened to pop in there, this is maybe a month ago now, and this woman asked some question about building community, right? Which is a real thing of mine, right? And so I've got a bunch of blog posts on building community and whatnot. So I said, oh, here's what we do. Here's the kinds of things we do. And, you know, I outlined the way we build community just in our own little tiny, you know, Vancouver Island that we live on, right? And, but I didn't say I was from Vancouver Island, didn't say where she was from. And she said, oh, wow, you know, I wish, you know, where are you from? Like, well, it'd be cool if I had something like that in my area. And I said, well, you know, you just have to start wherever you are. You just bloom where you're planted, kind of thing. Turns out she lives a couple of hours away from me. And she's somebody who's actually just coming into the church. She's not in the church yet. She's been totally flying solo this whole time, lives on a tiny little island off our island, and her and I connected. We've had these beautiful conversations via text and email and phone call, and it was just like, are you kidding me? You know, this is, and wow, this was all out of your little community, right? Yeah. And so she actually was even like, didn't know where to turn in terms of getting good Catholic resources, because she's not around people. She's not even in a parish, because there's no parish on her island, right? Wow. And so she said, you know, I didn't know, was this, these resources, if they're good resources. So, you know, and I said, okay, well, here's the top 10, blah, 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 you know, and all the stuff, right? So that, yeah, there must be a lot of stories like that.
There is, you know, Walter and I were just talking with the mom the other day, and the importance of finding local community right? That's just vital. You know, she started homeschooling because of the pandemic, and she's pretty much been on her own for a year, and she's feeling discouraged. Yeah. So the first thing you need to do is connect with local moms. And so what we did is we're like, okay, go to the community and you click on members, and then you can click on near me, and it'll bring up members who live near you.
Really?
And you can message those people and say, hey, I see that we live near each other, you know?
Really?
And then maybe you can find some local people and meet in real life. It doesn't have to be virtual, right?
Wow. Okay.
So yeah, it's a great, it's a nice feature of the community. You can
find
anyone. Like I was able to find five people in our homeschool community, which is the community.homeschoolconnections.com. That one, we're able to find like six people in the Fort Worth area. I have to live in Texas, and I mean, you know, I could connect with them by messaging them directly, or well, that's how you initially start. And then from there, it would just kind of be an exchange of information between that you and that person. So
fabulous. Like Catholic Match, only better.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. That'll probably be another thing that comes out of this Homeschool Connections, you know, dating site for the graduates. Okay. So conference, how much does a conference cost if you can't fit in all the talks? Cause you won't. It's also, in my understanding, it was very reasonable to actually get the recorded talks.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure.
Do you know
Walter? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we settled on a price. I know last year it was $49 for the early bird price. And then if you were, well, I guess call it the late bird. I don't know what the
regular price. Yeah, it was $97 was the regular price. But if you signed up during the live event, it was $47 or $49.
That's right.
And so
$49,
you got 73 talks. And then we have a bunch of people with the talk.
And this year is different because it's not just a typical conference. Because, so for example, the schedule, we've already been kind of gleaned over the schedule. Every morning is going to start out with a rosary. So everyone's going to get a chance to participate in the virtual rosary led by a priest. I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's a very, is a priest Marine that goes to Franciscan. Is he going to be leading one of the rosaries? If I'm not mistaken.
I know the president of Benedictine College is going to lead the rosary one day.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a different person each day. Yeah. And there's a lot of exciting things. There's going to be movie night, Ignatius Press.
There's a movie night. Yeah, on Friday night, you're going to have a movie night. And then there's also going to be a goodie bag that for the first 500 people, they're going to get a box of stuff that's mailed to them. So all this really good stuff that's going to be kind of cool. So it's, you know, and Maureen and I have been kind of going back and forth on what we want to provide as part of that. But I mean, it's going to be like a regular conference that you're attending from home, and it's going to have a lot of neat features. And we're going to encourage people that are in the community that know, you know, that know people near them to kind of have like for movie night in particular, as an example, you know, get together, have a movie night, and you know, watch the movie together. Sort of thing. So
yeah, last year, a lot of watch parties.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of watch parties last year. So I'm hoping that people can have like in-person watch parties this year. Get together with your local moms.
Not in my corner yet.
Wine and coffee or wine and chocolate, whatever. Just watch things. Binge watch.
Love it. Good thing it's not in Lent.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh,
cool.
Oh, yeah.
And the other thing is, again, different for this year compared to last, we're going to nationally have the Life After High School Conference. And then the college conference, I guess it's the same, but I mean, but the one thing we're doing differently this year is we're going to add on an opportunity where moms can get together and kind of really do deep dives on content. So, and that's an additional fee. That'd be like an annual membership, but it's going to be very affordably priced. But it's going to be really just an opportunity for them to come together, talk through things, and really explore each other's issues and try to help one another. And it would be led by, we brought in some experts and such. So there's going to be some really fascinating developments that are going to come out as a result of the conference. So yeah. That's going to be another byproduct of it. So it's really exciting. This is not just your typical conference. It's going to be very, very, very robust. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that subscription that Walter's talking about would include workshops and things like that. So kind of like online school for moms.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the things I wanted to ask was, Elizabeth, just jump in if you have questions, you know, is we have non-Catholic, secular listeners, Protestant mm-hmm. listeners. So what would the conference have content for them as well? I know, okay. I mean, I know for sure Homeschool Connections does. So, right. Okay. So talks would cover,
right. I mean, you don't want to stay away from theology talks.
Right. Yes.
Same with Homeschool Connections. We have a lot of non-Catholics mm-hmm. who take the writing classes, for example. Yeah. And same with the conference. We had a number of non-Catholics join us last year. And so, yeah, there's a lot of great talks on how to teach math. I mean, your talk, Bonnie, I mean, oh my goodness, it was so inspiring. I was totally.
What are you talking about? I don't remember what I was
right?
talking about.
I mean,
this year I'm talking about how to get along. So
oh, there you go. See, Catholics aren't the only ones that don't get along.
No, but that's good, you know, because
everyone is welcomed. Yes. And there's a lot of talks for everybody. I mean, look, we had 73 talks last year. I mean,
yeah,
there's definitely content there for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. Any question? Do you have any other questions, Elizabeth, before I,
No, I don't. I had insomnia last night. I'm like aww. In a daze right now.
And I talk a mile a minute, so I've probably overrun you a little bit.
I think she's used to me, Maureen.
No, but honestly, I'm very intrigued, especially because I
just
kind of had to switch one of my kids over to more of the online learning just because he has ADHD and the computer helps him focus better than when I'm talking. And so hearing that, you know, Homeschool Connections offers for his grade level, I'm like, I know what I'm talking about with my husband later.
You should. Yeah. The, okay. So I'd like to ask, what do you guys find the biggest blessing of what you do? Cause you give a lot. And so what's the biggest blessing in that?
Well, you know, I'll start off, but I mean, my first knee-jerk reaction is just when you get the opportunity to talk to parents who are kind of on the ledge and they're about to jump off. Maureen's better at it than I am, but when those opportunities arise, trying to kind of give encouragement, really, talk them off the ledge. It's not... while it may seem overwhelming, it's never as daunting actually as it really should be, or as the pressure that we're placing upon ourselves happens to be. It's not that. I think the other thing is, you know, we had a, as part of our community, and by the way, it's worth pointing out that we've developed only in the last year, a community for the parents, but also a community for the students. We like to call it the student bistro. So the students get a chance to have some fun too. But it's not just fun. They have clubs and such. That's part of it. But most recently, and this is more edifying for me, we solicited our students to give a testimonial video why they love us. So very very edifying, very purposely. So you know, and we made
tell
we
us
made
why
no
you love us.
We, this is about us.
I can ask my kids to do that for me.
Make a video of why you love me.
Submit it. Someone's going to win.
But picking the winner with your own kids might be hard. But what was so nice about it, though, I guess, was how innovative, creative, the energy they put into it, the effort, and we had all our staff kind of review them and assign kind of their score. They had some criteria they had to follow. And many of the staff members cried. They were saying, I can't get over it. You know, they were really touched. And I think that's the thing that, you know, for me personally was eye-opening, is the impact that we have. We don't even know it half the time. Yeah. You know, we don't hear about it all the time. So to hear those kinds of stories of people that we were able to touch, whether it be, you know, you brought joy to my homeschooling, which is a common theme we hear, because of the passion our teachers possess, and the monitors that support the classes are just exceptional in our staff. You know, all those things kind of culminate into seeing a wonderful result and hearing these students, like just not too long ago, we received a picture from four Benedictine students who are competing for the presidential scholarship that attribute much of their success. And you have the people that say, I'm a Colby graduate, I'm a Seton graduate. We had four students in the competition that were, they call themselves Homeschool Connections graduates. Even though we're technically not, as Maureen pointed earlier, we're not a full-on school or what have you. We offer courses,
right.
but they attribute their education to us. And so that was really, really cool to see that. And and there were four out of 50 contestants. It wasn't that many. So, and there's some pretty stiff competition there. So I think for me, that's what kind of brings it home. So
how the impact you're having, for sure. Maureen, what about you?
Yeah, you know, it's just been so many blessings. You know, we started with the idea we would just offer three or four courses a semester, and it would just be this little side thing, and it's completely consumed our lives. And just being able to work with Walter every day is a blessing, just that God put him in my life, because we're just really good business partners. You know, we're constantly on the phone together. Walter and I have been working together 13 years now, 12 years, 13 years, it's flown by. You know, we've never once had a disagreement. I've never been mad at Walter. He's like my little brother, you know? That's a great blessing. The people we work with, I mean, again, we always say that Holy Spirit is our CEO, and our staff is amazing. We have the most wonderful staff and the most wonderful teachers. And I love our students, but I think probably the biggest blessing is exactly what Walter said. When, you know, I have a mom who calls me and says, you know, I couldn't be doing this. I couldn't be homeschooling if it wasn't for you. My kids would be on that bus. Or mom just calling me sobbing, you know, because things aren't going well. And what we're doing every day, you know, which is not just a job, has made homeschooling possible for her and has brought, like Walter said, joy back into their homeschool and has answered a real need for them. That I think is the biggest blessing of all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Wow. I'm so impressed with what you guys are doing. And thank you. Thank you so much. We should probably wrap up. I do want to say one thing before we sign off, though, is that other than just thank you so much for doing what you do and for being willing to share that with us, that's fabulous. But Maureen, it might be nice to have you back to actually speak to, people submit questions to our podcast and questions about specifically about special needs. And it might be really nice to sort of take a deeper look at that.
I'd love to talk about that.
Yeah. So that would be
It's so necessary. I used to do a special needs talk at conferences, and it wouldn't be really well attended. A lot of conferences won't do special needs talks because a lot of people don't attend them, but they're so needed. I mean, everyone in the audience is crying and we're all uniting together and helping solve each other's problems. It's such an important topic. So I would love really to do that.
Okay.
Whenever you want me,
I'll be in
here.
Touch about that because after the conference.
And I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert in special needs, but I can speak to my personal experience and what I experience at Homeschool Connections as well.
You know, one of the things that I've really found out with this podcast, if people don't care, I'm not an expert, and I think I come on here and Elizabeth and I come on here and we talk about different things and we interview different people and answer people's questions. People actually just want to hear from moms, right? And dads too. Walter. You know, we don't want, they're not interested in whether you're an expert, right? You're an expert.
And the people always ask us, because you and I have been down this road for a while, and right, the big question is, okay, so what's your child doing now? You know, what happened after they graduated, and are they glad you homeschooled them? And that's a lot of the questions I get from people. That's what they want to know, the newbies. It's like, tell me about your 31-year-old, You know, tell me about your 29-year-old.
Yeah, how are they doing?
So that dyslexic, severely dyslexic child is a nurse practitioner, and like he learned to read.
I know.
He's doing fine. And your kid will do fine too.
Yeah, and you have a beautiful, gentle, you know, literature-based, you know, beautiful way with what you do, right? Which anyone who's read Maureen's books, you know, and I don't know, like, are the books getting into the hands of the younger generation? Because you wrote them a few years ago, right?
Oh, a long time, So, I think my first book was 1999. So, or 19, I think 1999 was my first book. And I think For the Love of Literature was, I don't know, like 2000. I don't know. It's been a while, maybe 2006, 2008.
Okay.
So yeah, I always had planned to write more books, and I have books written in my head, but I got busy with Homeschool Connections. I did do a book more recently called Why Should I Learn This? So Aaron Brown Conroy and I did that, and it was a compilation. Okay. I didn't actually write it. I just compiled and edited it. So, that's what most of my books are compilations. So that one's published by Behold Publications. And they would be good for anyone, no matter what faith they are too. So it asks questions like, why should I learn algebra? Why should I learn philosophy? Why should I learn Latin?
Right, so, that's great.
Yeah. So your kid says, why do I have to learn this stupid algebra? You just give them that book.
Read this. Thank you so much, Walter and Maureen. We'll sign off now, but best of luck in the conference. I'm excited to see it play out. Elizabeth, I'm sure you'll be there now. so worth it. You don't have to be a member of Homeschool Connections for the conference, correct?
Correct. You do not. No, this is for everybody and anybody. Everyone.
Okay. Yep.
Again, we had people from all over the world last time. It was crazy.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, God bless and good journeying. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Elizabeth.